Many people go into medicine because they have massive death anxiety. And so their whole professional life is a kind of counterphobic way of dealing with their death anxiety. And it's that kind of anxiety which may really be the reason that it's hard for them to pay attention to the subjective experience of illness. Now, we may have to give up when we become ill, trying to, another important narrative that's a social narrative that we may have to give up is trying to live up to society's idea of an ideal body. You can't do that if you become ill. It's also a mistake to see oneself and one's illness and one's body as somehow different things. There isn't a me fighting a cancer which is not a part of me. Illness simply means that I have a different body than the one I thought I have. So I'm a different self than the one that I thought I was. Now, there's an interesting debate in some of the Jungian literature about the relationship of illness to individuation. There are some people who take the position that illness occurs when your individuation process becomes blocked or thwarted, and then the illness will express the kind of growth and creativity, say in the form of a malignant growth, that wasn't expressed consciously. That's one school of thought. There are other schools of thought which say, no, the illness is a necessary, essential part of your individuation process. It had your individuation process had to include this kind of illness. And it's certainly true that illness will force individuation that otherwise is not happening or it's happening too slowly. A classic example of this is the biblical Job, who was smug and narcissistic and entitled. And all that was reduced by his intense suffering, the suffering produced by his illness. I'll come back to... I probably won't have time to come back to him. But in his case, he was initiated into a radically new God image. That was the meaning of his illness for him. So I'd like to talk a little bit about illness as initiation. As liminality. An important way to think of illness is as the liminal phase of a process of initiation. Now, liminality is a word that's borrowed from anthropologists, such as Arnold van Gennep, at the turn of the 20th century, and Victor Turner and Mircea Eliade, late in the 20th century. And these writers describe rites of passage in tribal cultures. And briefly, the ritual process, the rites of passage, has a threefold structure. First, the initiate is removed from his or her usual life situation. Then there's an intermediate or liminal stage. The Latin word limen, L-I-M-E-N, means a threshold. It used to refer to the stone across the top of the doorway. That was the Lehman stone. So so the liminal period is the threshold or the betwixt and between phrase. The person is not fully out of the old life psychologically, and they're not fully into the new status. So the emergence into the new status is the third phase. But this intermediate or liminal stage is when everybody breaks down. We break down during transitional periods because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know whether we're going to die or whether life will be radically different and so on. If you can get through in the tribal cultures, if you can get through the initiation ceremony into the third stage, it's called the stage of reincorporation, you are then a transformed being. And that certainly is what illness can do if you can see it as a period of initiation, as a liminal rite of passage. This is helpful. If you'll go along with this, it's helpful because this is an archetypal process of transition. And you can see then illness as a form of initiation by the self. This is one of the ways in which the self initiates us, producing a radical change of consciousness. But I don't want to minimize the fact that the liminal period is frightening and it is dangerous and we don't know what will happen. But using this model, we can see suffering of any kind as an initiatory process designed to produce radical personality transformation. Another very important theme is the theme, an archetypal theme, is the theme of sacrifice, which I won't have time to go into, but when we become ill, we may be called to sacrifice the person we were before the illness appeared. This often means accepting change, accepting loss, giving up the idea of returning to life as it was before and accepting the way one is now. And whether you can do that is partly a function of your spiritual beliefs and partly a function of character structure. That's